Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are once again back with this wonderful silsila called Couplets from the Gardens of Salvation. Yes, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If you have watched our previous episodes and programs, mashallah, in this, we translate to you the amazing kalams composed by none other than Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. And today, mashallah, Zawajal, by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once again we have come inshallah azza wa jal, and we are going to translate and give you the commentary of a beautiful kalam composed by Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Magar usse pehle inshallah azza wa jal, let us listen to a beautiful virtue and blessings in regards to the blessings of sending salutations upon the noblest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned, إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَصَعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّكَ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ. Subhanallah. He has said that none of your dua, your supplication that you make, reaches the doors of acknowledgement. Rather, it will be pending. It will be pending between the earth and the sky. Allahu Akbar. Your dua and supplication will be suspended between the earth and the sky. Kab tak? Till when your dua will not be accepted? Hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika. Until you do not add durood in your dua. Subhanallah. So the more durood you add to your dua, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it inshallah azza wa jal. It will reach the doors of acknowledgement inshallah azza wa jal. It will carry more weight and more barakah and blessings. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah. MashaAllah, barhaba. We have in studio with us our honorable, respected Sana Khan Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, brother Munib Attari. MashaAllah. And he is in studio with us today. Ji Munib bhai, what is the kalam and the naat which you have prepared today for the our viewers and listeners of Madani channel?
سب سے اولا
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, سب سے اولا و اعلا ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا و اعلا ہمارا نبی. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is one of the most recited and famous kalam and na'at composed by Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu in the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You go in anywhere in the world, subhanallah, wherever you will find the Ashiqani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you will find the lovers of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, they will recite this kalam for you. Sab se ola wa ala hamara nabi. Every couplet, every stanza, every line in this entire naat of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has indeed did wonders. It is the translation of many ahadith and the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. How and where should we start from? Allahu Akbar. When Ala Hazrat had penned these ash'ar and these couplets, these thoughts run to our mind that what may Ala Hazrat, or what was Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu thinking about at that time? Subhanallah. But let me give you a very simple translation to make it easy for you. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Sabse Ola wa A'la Hamara Nabi. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the most sublime and the highest. Most sublime, Ola and A'la, sublime and highest. Sabse Bala wa A'la Hamara Nabi. And our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the most elegant and the greatest. Subhanallah. Most elegant, most greatest. Subhanallah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, enjoys the highest station amongst the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the maqam. This is the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. As there are many ayat in the Holy Quran regarding stages or regarding the fadail of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the third sipara, which is the first few ayat of the Holy Quran in the third sipara, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْدَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. There are differences and there are different darajat and stages amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. And everyone has a different stage and a different status, subhanallah. However, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has that stage, he has that rifa'at and bulandi and maqam, that sanctity and elevation that no one before him had ever received and no one after him will ever receive. Because there was no one like our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no one like him, and there would never be anyone like our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, I was a Nabi from that time when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was still between water and sand. Allahu Akbar. Meaning his jism Mubarak, his structure was still being made when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, I was a Nabi from that time. It is mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam says, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has been given the title of Safiullah. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had been given the title of Najiullah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had been given the title of Kalibullah. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had been given the title Khalilullah. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam had been given the title Zabihullah. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had been given the title Isa Ruhullah. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, I had been given the title Habibullah. Allahu Akbar, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala Hazrat Tabi to farmate hain, sabse ola wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, every nabi that had come in this world had their own fazilat without any comparison. Without any comparison, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is that nabi who had spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His maqam and status is that he would go to the Mount Tur and make kalam. He would communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi would be revealed upon him. But my nabi's maqam is this. Our beloved master status is this. That he seen Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had seen Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of ascension. Ala Hazrat farmate hain, aur koi ghaib kya, tum se nihaan ho bhala, jab na khudai chupa, tum pe karodo durood. Allahu Akbar. Sabse ola wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi.
Apne maula ka pyara ka dhola hamara
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Allah Hazrat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ states, اپنے مولا کا پیارا ہمارا نبی, دونوں عالم کا دولہا ہمارا نبی. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful couplet. Allah Hazrat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ composed. He says, our prophet, our beloved master, سیدنا و مولانا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is the most beloved messenger of his creator. Mawla ka pyara, he is the most beloved of his creator, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal. Dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi. What this stanza means, what this line means, he says our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the bridegroom, he is the dulha. Dulha in Urdu means bridegroom, the one who is a groom on his wedding day. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is said to be the bridegroom of this world and the hereafter. This dunya as well as the hereafter, the akhirah. Allah says, you are the dulha, Allahu Akbar. You are the master, subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, how Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the dulha. You know, the one who is a bridegroom. That mehfil, that function, that public comes for the groom and the bride. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ye bahut badi baat hai. It is a very big statement that we are making, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, for you to understand Ishq-e Rasool, Muhabbat-e Rasool, to increase the love and connection in your heart for the Holy Rasool sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the status, to the maqam, the elevation, the sanctity, the rutbah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says in a hadith, أنا أكرم الأولين والآخرين على الله ولا فخرا. الله أكبر. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, I am the most honored by Allah Azza wa Jal amongst my predecessors and successors. Those who are my predecessors and my successors who come after me. ولا فخرا. مگر مجھے کوئی فخر ہی نہیں ہے. I got no pride. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me this elevation. Allahu Akbar. Can you understand the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What can be said about the greatest and the holiest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Who is the peace of our hearts and mind? Who is the most generous and kind? Who is the owner of Jannah? The distributor of ni'mah? The possessor of rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? He has mentioned. It is mentioned in a hadith, meaning hadith qudsi. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, O my beloved Habib, if it was not to create you, if it was not to send you, I would have not created this universe. Allahu Akbar. I would have not created this mankind. The stars, the moon, the rocks, the stars, everything in this world would have never been created. O my beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if it was not to create you, I would have not disclosed that I am the Rabb, I am the cherisher and the sustainer of this universe. Main Rabb hu, main ye bhi na batata. Allahu Akbar. If it was not to create you. Why? Apne Mawla ka pyara hamara nabi. Dono alam ka dula hamara nabi. This is the shan and the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A poet had mentioned very beautifully, ارے جس دل سے زندہ ہے وہ تمنا تم ہی تو ہو. اللہ اللہ. جس دل سے زندہ ہے وہ تمنا تم ہی تو ہو. ہم جس میں بس رہے ہیں ارے وہ دنیا تم ہی تو ہو. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم, what can be said about you? ہماری زندگیاں ختم ہو جائیں گی. Our life will come to an end, but your praises will never ever come to an end. As a poet had mentioned very beautifully, زندگیاں ختم ہو گئی اور قلم ٹوٹ گئے. Life had come to an end. ایک سے ایک لوگ آئے دنیا میں. Such people had come in this world who praised the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thick and authentic books have been penned and written and documented in the praises of the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. زندگیاں ختم ہو گئیں, قلم ٹوٹ گئے, pens and the nibs of the pens had been broken while praising the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مگر تیرے اوصاف کا ایک باب بھی پورا نہ ہوا. اللہ اللہ. But even one chapter had not been completed in your praise, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Even one proper chapter could not be documented in your praises, in your love, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ana Sayyidul Alam. Allahu Akbar. I am the leader of the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, even though our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last to come in this world, but he is the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, Hazrat Jibreel Amin held the Mubarak hand of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took him all the way to the Musalla, and Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed the namaz of those Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam who came approximately many, many years before him, approximately in 124,000 messengers that came before him. Nabi Kareem is the Imam, and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, from the time of Hazrat Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam until Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, every Nabi is reading namaz behind our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What is the secret behind this? Ala Hazrat says very beautifully, namaz aqsa mein tha yahi sir aya ho ke maanaye awwal o aakhir ke dastabasta khade hai hazir jo sultanat aage kar gaye the. Allahu Akbar. The secret behind this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reveal that who is the first and who is the last. Allahu Akbar. Even though in reality Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last one to come in his physical form in this world, Allahu Akbar, but look, he is the leader and the sultan of those that came before him in leadership. Subhanallah. He is the peshwa, he is the imam, he is performing their salah. This shows that our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Mursaleen, the one who has performed the namaz, and the one behind whom the Mursaleen and the other previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had read salah. There are many ayat, there are many ahadith to show the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Lekin dobara is shayr ko sunte hain, hamari islami bhai se, subhanallah. After understanding the meaning of this now, that our beloved Nabi is the dulha. He is the bridegroom of this world and the hereafter, and he is the most beloved of his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, dono alam ka dulha hamara nabi.
Apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi. Apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi. Dono alam ka dulha
Allah, subhanallah, kya baat hai Madinah ki. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May we be connected truly to him from our hearts, from our minds, from our souls, so that we could follow and practice the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, another beautiful and amazing couplet. Hi, hi. Bazm-e aakhir ka shama'a faroza hua, noor-e awwal ka jalwa hamara nabi. Once again, subhanallah, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had given us our aqeedah. Isme ye aqeedah ka shayr hai, subhanallah. It increases the love in the heart for the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says, bazm-e aakhir ka shama'a faroza hua. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the first manifestation of Allah azza wa jal's noor and light. He is the first manifestation of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Noor awwal ka jalwa hamara nabi. Though he is shown in this world as the last prophet of human sight, Allahu Akbar, yet our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has come as the last messenger, but he is the first manifestation of the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I explained to you before in the first couplets, mashallah, and have given you so many ahadith pertaining to Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being the best amongst creation. Well, in this two lines that I have recited to you, subhanallah, there are two things have been clarified. Very important things, as I am mentioning to you, subhanallah. Number one is that the finality of the prophethood, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the last and the final messenger. One. Number two is that he is the light tour of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, there are many ayats which would back up what I have just mentioned, subhanallah. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the glorious Quran, subhanallah, ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. الله أكبر. How beautifully Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of you men. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم. He is none of your fathers. He is the messenger. ولكن رسول الله. He is not your father. Ya Allah ki Habib hai. He is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa khataman nabiyyin. And he is the last amongst all the prophets alayhim wa salatu wa salam. Wa kana Allahu bi kulli shayin alima. And Allah azza wa jal knows all things. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allah Rabbul Izzat khudi farma raha hai. He himself has clarified and closed the statement that Allah's Nabi is the last Nabi, subhanallah. Allah's Habib is the last Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it has been mentioned in the hadith of the Holy Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I have been written by Allah azza wa jal, seal of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it. Nabi Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, had mentioned. And it is mentioned in one hadith, our beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the last messenger. As it is mentioned, narrated by Hazrat Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. An Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ana khatamun nabiyyin wala nabiyya ba'di. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Thawban radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, I am the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after me there is no Nabi, there is no Rasul that will ever come after me until the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Azza wa Jal connect us to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is the best dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Khuda ki qasam, connect yourself. Unke kadmiyon mein aa jao. Come in his mubarak feet. Follow the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Your life will change. Your akhirah will change. Your life will become better. Because why? Ala Hazrat ne farma diya hai. Bazme aakhir ka shama faroza hua. Noori awwal ka jalwa. Hamara Nabi.
Bazme aakhir ka shama faroza hua. Bazme aakhir ka shama
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi Allah. Allah Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had taught us another beautiful aspect about our aqidah. He says, jiski do boond hai ko saro sal sabil, jiski do boond hai ko saro sal sabil, hai wo rahmat ka darya hamara nabi.
جس کی دو بودے ہے کوثر و سلسبیل, جس کی دو بودے ہے کوثر و سلسبیل,
آج کا دریا ہمارا نبی ہے وہ رحمت کا دریا ہمارا نبی ہے وہ رحمت کا دریا ہمارا نبی کیونکہ سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی.
ہائے 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 کیا بات ہے. جس کی دو بوند ہے, بوند مینز ڈراپس, کوثر و سلسبیل. ناؤ آئی نیڈ ٹو ایکسپلین ٹو دا ویوز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل واٹ از کوثر اینڈ واٹ از سلسبیل. لیکن کوثر اور سلسبیل سمجھانے سے پہلے, بیفور آئی میک یو انڈرسٹینڈ دس, ترجمہ سن لیتے ہیں. وٹ از دا لفظی اینڈ دا وربل ترجمہ. اعلی حضرت سیز کوثر اینڈ سلسبیل آر اونلی ٹو ڈراپس آف ہز مرسی. کوثر اینڈ سلسبیل آر ٹو ریورز اینڈ فاؤنٹنز. کوثر از ون ہیوج ریور اینڈ سلسبیل از اے بگ فاؤنٹن ان جنت. یہ دونوں جنت ہی کے پانی ہیں. اللہ اکبر. اعلی حضرت فرماتے ہیں کہ دیز آر اونلی ٹو ڈراپس, یہ دو بوند ہیں آپ کی رحمت کے. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دے آر جسٹ ٹو ڈراپس آف یور مرسی, ہے وہ رحمت کا دریا. ہی از دا سچ اینڈ اوشن آف مرسی از آور بلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سچ اینڈ اوشن آف رحمت, سچ اینڈ اوشن آف جنروسٹی, سچ اینڈ اوشن آف لونگ, سچ اینڈ اوشن آف مرسی, آف کائنڈنس, آف ہمبلنس, آف ہیومینٹی is our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Actually, the main maqsad of this couplet, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is teaching us the greatness of his mercy, the extension and the vastness of his mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is saying is that these are indeed great blessings, Kawthar and Salsabil. These rivers and fountains are great blessing which has been bestowed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. But, agarche these are fountains or big rivers, but they are only two drops from the mercy of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mere sarkar ke tari sirf do hi boond hai. Allahu Akbar. Only two drops. Aur jiske paas, sirf jiske do katre aise ho, if his two katras, his two drops of mercy is so great, then how great will be the ocean of mercy sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab sunay. Now I will explain to you what is Kawthar and Salsabil. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that Kawthar is a river in Jannah. It is a river, darya. It is a darya, a river in paradise in Jannah. On its banks are exquisite domes, shapes, structures made from pearls. And on the edges of this river, on the edges of this bank, there are beautiful domes and gumbads made with pearls. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned, its four ends are equal. In other words, all equal angles, and all the angles of this river are equally similar. They are same, subhanallah, in length. And its sand, its mitti, its sand is fragrant, khushbudar. Allahu Akbar. It is fragrant with musk. Its water is whiter than milk. Uska jo pani hai dur se bhi zyada sufed. Allahu Akbar. Just try to understand what is Kawthar. And this Kawthar is bestowed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Inna a'atainaka al-Kawthar. Allahu Akbar. This is that Kawthar. Its sand is more khushbudar and more fragrant than the musk. Its water is more whiter than milk. And the taste is more sweeter than honey. Allahu Akbar. It is more purer than musk. What can be said about this Kawthar, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel? Once you take a sip of this Kawthar, it is mentioned in the books of Hadith, agar banda ek bar isko pi le, if he takes one sip of this Kawthar, for the rest of his life, he will never ever feel thirsty again. Phir dobara pyaasi na lage. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been bestowed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is mentioned that goblets are floating on Kawthar, which are more than the number of stars on the skies. Goblets are floating on the Kawthar water. It is even more than the stars in the sky, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Itne zada hai, itne kathir hai. Try to understand, this is the significance of Kawthar. And what this is, bestowed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Hazrat says, yes, indeed it is bestowed upon you. But this is only one drop, Ya Rasulullah. Ye toh abhi ek katra hai, dusra katra salsabil hai. Allahu Akbar. And now we explain salsabil. And in very short, subhanallah, salsabil is a fountain in Jannat. What it is, a fountain in Jannat. It is also purer than water, which will be blessed upon the pious servants of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanallah, it will be mixed with the drink of all other dwellers of Jannat. Every Jannati will be made to drink this water from salsabil. Allahu Akbar. This fountain flows from under the arsh through all the Jannat. This water flows from all the Jannats, passing through all the Jannats. It is about the very same fountain of Jannah which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. Salsabil ka naam aya Quran Pak mein. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fiha tusamma salsabila. It's a fountain in paradise known as salsabil. Just imagine, all this is bestowed upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, ye to aapke rahmat ke sirf do hi to qatre hain. These are only two drops of your mercy. Jiski do boond hain, Kawthar o salsabil. Kawthar and salsabil, the description I had already given you. Ya Rasulullah, they are only two drops from your mercy. Hey, wa rahmat ka darya hamara nabi. Such an ocean of mercy is our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Jis ki do bunde hai Kawthar o salsabil. Jis ki do bunde hai Kawthar o salsabil. Hai wo rahmat ka dariya hamara nabi. Hai wo rahmat ka dariya hamara nabi. Sabse aala
MashaAllah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, waqt aa chuka hai, ab ikhtitam ki taraf jaate hain, inshallah. We are going towards the ending of our show for today, and we are hoping that in the next coming episodes, you will find us and catch us, inshallah. This beautiful program which has been designed, couplets from the gardens of salvation, had been designed for you. Therefore, in other words, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, enjoy these naas and kalams and increase the love in your heart for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make sincere tawbah on a daily basis and follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah and blessings in our lives. Do not forget, wherever I am, I must always strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation. Couplets from the gardens of salvation.